Hey, it's Simon.
And this is Martina.
And we're broadcasting out of
Kichijoji,
Tokyo, Japan, the best part of Japan.
And the most ducky kind, will I say. The most amount of ducks in one location.
There is.
Two,
yeah. And also in the park, they have like tons of ducks. They have like in the little zoo, like they have lots of. I finally like went to the zoo and I like took pictures because I had a new lens and I wanted to practice it out.
By the way, we just started talking and immediately the fan came on again.
Because
you remember in the blooper footage of our last video, you guys check out our Simon and Martina bonus.
Yeah, which is what they're on right now after watching this.
Well, then you found it. Good job. We also have a main channel.
Yes.
Get rid of the bonus. But in that video, the fan came on and it was so loud.
Right. It just came on right now.
So now what do we do?
We just keep talking. Look, this whole thing is... Well, this kind of fits the theme of this week's
called
topic.
Reality.
Because you'll notice that we don't actually have our headphones on because our splitter for it just broke.
A splitter is what you plug into a device so that two people can listen on two separate pairs of headphones.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a cheap way to divide the audio up so you're not sharing a headbud.
And usually you wear headphones when you do a podcast so that you could usually have like a smoother voice whenever you're talking. This is my really
That's
soothing...
That's not what you sound
Welcome
like.
Welcome to the podcast,
Welcome
voice.
To the podcast.
This is how... And now that I don't have it, I'm just like, I got to be loud enough for my deaf ears to hear.
Maybe we need to get you earplugs.
Yeah, maybe.
Why don't you put my sound canceling headphones on but don't turn them on?
Are you crazy? Then I'll just shout even louder. I need some modulation. So things are going a little
great, super duper I'll give it a
lately.
Thumb up with my brace.
We haven't done this podcast in a while, and we haven't actually done a video on our main channel for a while, and our last one that we did was about what happened to Martina's hand. And we still actually don't have
fully know what's happened to Martina's hand. But
we'll find out on Friday, I think.
Better be.
But it's only like right now we're recording this on Sunday.
P.S. I'll tell you what happened to my hand. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It's called EDS. It's EDS. This is my childhood in a nutshell. You hurt yourself on X-ray. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You must be fine. Here's a high five and a lollipop, child. Except no one ever gave me lollipops.
Right.
It's just in the movies. Uh-huh. And then, sure enough, it's not getting better. And they'd go, herf, scurf, nerf. And they would take me in for MRIs and I'd get huge needles injected into my skin.
Right.
And then they'd go, ruff, ruff, everything seems fine. And then I'd go in for CT scans and freaking ultrasounds. Then they'd send me to a specialist and I'd go to another specialist, a sports clinic specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And then one person's like, yeah, I think you might have BDS.
Yeah. So in the video that we did, like you went to the clinic.
Round
to,
one.
Like you saw, like we went there and she got the X-ray done and the doctor's like, yeah, it's not broken, and just said, get out.
There
was nothing else. There was none of this doctor house. Like, I wonder what this is. Doctors are so cool on TV, but they suck often in real life. If you're a doctor, I'm sorry, but like you look so cool on television. You're so like curious and you're trying to figure stuff
helping
out.
Try
to help people. I understand that you are helping majority of people with like common ailments.
But you're kind of like a walking encyclopedia if you don't put your heart into it.
Right.
I mean, when you don't put your heart into it, like when you just go to school to be a doctor and you memorize all those facts and then people come in and you go, let me flip through my encyclopedia. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, it's probably this.
Yeah.
And the person goes, well, I don't think so. And you go, ho, 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 you didn't go to medical school. Get
Did
out.
You? I have a degree, you
and
don't.
And they like tap it and you're like, all right. And then eventually you run into someone who just happens to remember this one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, I've been talking a lot more about EDS on the channel.
Right.
And I've been trying to discuss it because for such a long time, I never discussed Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Like we knew I had it when we got married, but we didn't know the implications of how much it would have actually affected our lives in the future.
Sure.
And so the more people hear about it, the more I get really cool messages from you guys like, oh, my friend is a nurse and she recognized this patient at EDS because she watched your videos. And
Those
I'm
are
like
my favorite messages
right.
when I hear like people saying like in medical school they're studying it or they like some people said like they're doing their special project on this.
Yep.
Like doctors are starting to know about this and they're saying that like the people that are studying it, they started learning it because of you being bold enough, being brave enough to talk about this online. You're helping so many people. I'm so happy when I see those messages.
And I know that a lot of you guys right now are nurses or doctors or studying to do that kind of stuff. And, and thank you for getting excited because I think that when you see a real person with it, like when you meet Martina and you see me on screen, which by the way is just me with maybe less cussing because it's very hard to edit out all my fucking swearing.
Right.
But I want to fucking swear all the time. Mom, please let this be the one podcast
Please,
mother, avert your ears. Oh gosh, she's like, oh, this is my mom. How do I get to your podcast? And I just never answered it.
In the middle of this podcast, you're going to get a call from your mom. Like, I have sensed that you've started swearing.
Like, she's like a swear word Yoda. She would always come in the middle of our movies with my dad at the only swear word. We would all crack up. It could be Bambi. Nothing went wrong. My mom walks in and Bambi gets shot. Spoiler alert.
Or what about like in those like TV movies in which your parents walk in on the only sex scene?
I knew exactly what you were going to say. And they're like, pornographies. Ugh, anyhow.
You younger generation don't know what that's like. You watching videos on your iPad, and if somebody goes and push a button, that's it. You can't turn off the TV from across the room fast enough. You try to mash a button. This is why I need my headphones. I don't have my soothing podcast voice.
I'm so sorry for all of you. I'm so sorry.
I looked at the meter and this blinking red light is when I get too loud. So if you see the blinking red light, apologies.
All right. We need to go backtracking. Pornography, the internet.
EDS in your hand.
All right. And so the point that I'm getting at is that I'm excited for those doctors that have a heart about it rather than just being encyclopedic about it.
Yeah.
And I do think that getting to know me online has let some of you know that EDS affects real people.
Right.
And the reason why, you had mentioned that it's hard to talk about EDS, right? And what's weird about it is that I never thought that it would be hard to talk about it. I thought that I would talk about it and it would be like, oh, shoot, like this girl's going through this shit.
Right.
This is what she has. And let's like understand it. But the reason why it's hard is because people don't believe you.
Yeah.
And when people don't believe you, think you're crazy.
Yep.
So when you tell someone like, no, I am pretty sure I saw my kneecap come out and come back in again. Mm-hmm. And they go, that's not possible. And then they tell you that you're wrong.
The hard line rejections, the hard line denies that people give, instead of saying like, oh, really? They're like, no, that's not possible.
Not possible, you know? And
if it's not possible, that means that you're crazy.
Yeah. Because if I see it happening, like that's what you have to remember here. Like if I see my shoulder and feel the searing pain of it coming out of socket and then I have to smash it against a wall to get it back in, which is what happened when I was in swimming. I used to be on the swim team in high
school. Also happened in Lethal Weapon.
And Lethal Weapon. Yeah. And I thought that was quite cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except he probably would have been a bigger baby. Anyways, when I did that and I told the shoulder technician for my third visit to the hospital, this is when I really finally, by the way, in high school got super diagnosed finally.
Right.
It was a reoccurring shoulder blade injury. I dislocated it in grade 8 playing football, got tackled to the track, dislocated it. First time for that. That was really interesting. Got the highest medication for that. And that was interesting too. I was like, what is this feeling? My mom took me for Italian soup and I couldn't eat it because I was so high.
Right.
They gave me some high ass painkillers. Right. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, blah, blah, blah.
It's
blah,
weird
blah, blah.
Because people don't talk about like painkillers as like making you high.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, painkillers stop the pain. But no, you get completely out of it. Yeah. Like when you're on like some strong painkillers.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when you're in grade 8, how old are you? 14 or something?
13.
13. Yeah, so I was 13. 12, 13, I was playing football, American style football, and my friend tackled me and I just happened to miss the grass and land full force on my shoulder on the hard track. Yeah. And then when I couldn't get up, I tried to use my arm, but it was like floppy. And then Jeremy and everyone, I remember their faces just looking aghast. And when I got up, it was just like really far out of location, like really gross. And I have really long arms to begin with. And my neck hurt. That was the weirdest part.
Yeah.
It wasn't my shoulder.
Right.
I mean, my shoulder hurt, but I could not move my neck at all. And they called the teacher and then I had to go to the hospital and then blah, blah, blah. So that never healed.
Yeah.
And so fast forward to high school and in the middle of my MRI, I'll never forget it. They were injecting me with this, like, it wasn't the machine yet. Cause there's a machine that goes. Dun, 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 dun.
Sure. Yeah.
This one was different. I was like in a room where people were looking at me through glass.
Yeah.
Am I like Wolverine? Think that. Just think Wolverine Martina. And they were injecting me with a fluid that they could see on the screen. So when they were doing it, they said like they could see that something was blah, blah, blahing. And I said, oh, hang on. And so I cracked my shoulder like this and that relocates my shoulder, but it's quite hard to hold it up all the time. And the people all physically jumped, like they all jumped behind the screen and then they were like, that's not possible. So they literally just watched somebody who's a normal human being. I'm not some secret.
Burn the witch.
Yeah. Like
burn the witch.
She's a witch. I don't know how my shoulder works, dude.
Right.
Literally, I don't. Why are you saying it's not possible?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you say, shit, I just saw something that we deemed not possible, but now we see that it is. This little girl's got something different.
I think, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but there might be sometimes, for some doctors, a level of arrogance, maybe?
Yeah.
Kind of like, I went to med school. I'm the one that got the grace to get in here. I'm the one that studied. I'm the one that did the really hard work.
I know
things like there needs to be a little bit of like, I understand that doctors have done a lot and I really respect the work. Mm-hmm. I definitely know that it's a lot of work. But with that, there still needs to be a little bit of humility in the sense of like, I could be wrong.
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part. Being like, I am not the expert in this. Like, I know a lot, but there's still some things that I need to learn. And I could be wrong in my diagnosis sometimes. And I should be a little bit more. But it's hard because if you see like 1,000 patients.
Yeah, but we were teachers and we saw 1,000 students. And I never once hardened up to my students.
Yeah.
In my 3 years at Buchon Yogo, I taught 14 grades. Uh-huh. 14 grades a year. Right. So it was 14 different classes. I mean, sorry, 14 classes times 40 students.
Sure.
All those students times the students that you saw in after school programs times 3 years. That's a lot of kids that lives that went through my door. Mm-hmm. And do you think that when I had a bad day, I ever took it out on one of those children?
No.
Not once. Yeah. When I had a, when your mom was fighting breast cancer, when your horrible teacher was horribly mean to you, when like bad stuff was happening, like suicides happened at our school, like not once. I would cry in my back room. I would cry in my little tiny teacher lounge and I'd wipe off my tears and I'd walk out and be like, hey, agent.
Come here. I can't hold your right hand anymore.
I tried to hold it and I didn't know what to do. I panicked. But I'm just saying like those kids, that's like a teacher's job. It's like you protect them from whatever's happening in your life and you observe them. You see the ones that are being left out. The ones that are being bullied, you stand up for them, you know, in a good way, not in just some way where you embarrass them.
Yeah.
And to me, a doctor has worked their butt off to learn about all these possible illnesses in the world.
Right.
And their job is to now listen.
Yeah.
They should sit down and they say, well, what's wrong? Yeah. And this old little lady can say, well, you know, normally I have pie with Gladys on Tuesdays and they roll their eyes, but maybe she wants to let you know that she's not eating because maybe she's got stomach cancer.
Yeah.
So you need to listen to the stuff people are saying from the perspective of being real people.
Yeah, to the whole story, you know.
And, you know?
But... you know, like,
and that's how people get overprescribed the wrong things.
Sure,
how you have old people that are because
like a lot of them, are like, yeah, I'm just a bank killer.
Yeah,
you know, there you go, my job's done.
Yeah, you know? So you know, like the problem is a special patient, someone with EDS or a unique condition. We really fall through the cracks, and so my happiness is that now I realize me talking more about it isn't just some like I want everyone to know that I have EDS.
Yeah.
Like that's not what it's about. It's about awareness. Next generation awareness.
Yeah, like some doctors will at least have investment. Mind, like, oh, maybe it could be this one they didn't hear about it because it's a rare thing.
So it is.
So on Friday, you're going to be able to like go to your like physiotherapist doctor.
Yeah. Well, and, I go to physio every week and then there's a doctor at the office who can actually like see your body physically, like x-ray it and stuff.
Yeah.
And that person has been booked for a long time because
and that person knows your condition very well. While the other doctor that we went into in the clinic, just like even
it was just a walk-in clinic.
It was just a walk-in, like you showed in the paper explaining your EDS, but he didn't really like factor it into his diagnosis. This doctor that you're going to see on Friday will be able to know.
She'll have her EDS hat on.
And as a result, like we could get a better understanding of how to treat your hand. The problem that we're going to face, though, is that Martina can't edit probably for the next 5 weeks or so, which is going to be really tough for our like video production schedule. So we're letting you know right now, this is going to be like a slower time for us because the way that we usually edit is that like I usually take all the footage, I put it together in a timeline, I synchronize everything, I'll get some of the color right, and then once we have a coherent timeline, Martina adds all the character and the color and the sound effects and like the third person in our videos, like I think our videos are always you, me, and the third person is the edit.
Is the edit, yeah.
Right, and like
you the edit bring... picks sides, right? The edit will be like, oh, Simon doesn't know. Yeah. Or like, they'll be like sassy cartoon characters. That's the edit's opinion.
All the fun parts, you know, like that are edited in, Martina does it.
Our editor, third person, likes to put Fat Fat Taco Head on me an awful lot.
A lot of it.
Seems a little biased.
So we're not going to be able to do that. We're still trying to figure out how we could do videos, maybe without that third person in there.
We have about two videos right now that are on the back burner that are almost done. So Yohei, our friend 01 Homeless, and that video was almost finished, but then my dad got very ill and passed away, and so we had to leave. Yeah. So we're getting back in the loop with that.
Yeah.
And then you've got your video in Poland.
I filmed the video when I was in Poland. I didn't get to do a fully thorough video like we should because
that's
I
tried
to like experience my family as well I'm trying to like I want to share some of my experiences. I talked to the camera, I showed a little bit of Poland,
lots of dogs.
I had lots of doggies.
Who's a good boy?
So many doggies. I have one amazing doggie. I can't wait to share with the people. You're gonna. This is my podcast voice. There's a very special boy coming on video.
Who's that special boy?
Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
But on top of that, I think that like doing these podcasts is a lot easier because there's not a lot of like third person editor that's coming in here. So I think we're gonna hop back onto these podcasts a lot more.
I think
more.
So too. They might be more frequent with more boring topics.
More boring.
Martina sits down and reads to you a passage from her favorite book.
We got tons of stuff. We got self-determination theory.
God.
We got the village effect.
Chota mate. You know what we're going to do after this?
What?
I'm 100% serious about this.
Okay.
After you have to work out, Simon's going to go work out after this.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you guys on my own next podcast a chapter from a book. I'm just going to read you a chapter. Is that copywritten?
Yes, that is, girl. You don't own the right to like read audiobooks.
I can't read it like a bedtime story.
No, people can't even cover songs in their own janky ways without like Sony being like, that's my money. Like, there's no way you can read a book online, girl.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was a good idea, though.
Oh.
It was a good idea.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. Promise over.
Oh.
But a second option that we think that we can do is like we could try to do some more live videos as well.
Yes, sir.
For our Rainbow Ladder support team that watch, like we have our like monthly live stream that we're going to share with you and like some more behind the scenes stuff there too. Like those are easier for me to get most of the editing done, but you really need to be able to rest your hand.
If I don't recover this, then it basically feels to me on tier with the damage I did with my first knee dislocation, like my very first EDS full one, because there's subluxes, they're just little. Mm-hmm. And then there's like the big boy ones that require actual physiotherapy.
Right.
So this to me is like a big boy dislocation, which has really damaged a bunch of tendons. And there's apparently no muscle.
There's no muscle in the wrist.
What? Like there's tendons, but like there's no muscles to help kind of protect it.
Yeah.
So if you don't fix that, you're kind of like screwed. So I'm like, that's great. So I'm really working on that.
Yeah.
And I have to just rest it. But I do think that the live streams are going to be a great idea.
Yep.
If you guys have some suggestions, I'm going to tell you some options and let me know how you feel. I was thinking some of them we could shoot out.
Right.
Where maybe we're in like a very crowded, like typical kind of izakaya setting.
Yeah.
But the quality of the sound like may not be super great.
Sure.
But more interesting looking.
Right.
Or we could have some stuff that we get from grocery stores or convenience stores.
Right.
Like we could come home with like a full course meal at a conveni. Yeah. To be like, this is 7-Eleven's full course. We each choose like a tea and like an appetizer and a main and a dessert. Like we could kind of have a full course.
Right.
We could do themes. We could do just ice cream.
Yeah.
We could be like, what's new for ice cream at the convenies? Like these kind of live
streams. We're going to try to learn to adapt. Like I think the painful thing is that this is your dominant hand. Like
it's my dominant hand.
A lot of your identity, a lot of your self-actualization comes to this. Like editing is a way that you express yourself. Cooking is a way that you express yourself. Makeup is a way that you've expressed yourself. And you're losing a lot of that, but we're going to find other ways.
I can't do my hair either.
I'm doing your hair. I'm doing it. Look at you. No, Martina, did your hair? You did your own hair today?
No, you braided my hair.
Oh, I did the braids, but then you put them up like that.
You braided my hair yesterday for me, and then I kept the braids in because I can't do anything with my hair.
Uh-huh.
So I pulled it up into a bun to sleep because if I have my braids down and Memers gets into them, he tangles his little lopsies into my hair. And then he's like, I'm stuck. And then he rips my hair apart with his razor sharp claws because he's like, I better get out. And now I have all these frayed ends exactly where Memers' paw stops.
Yeah.
Cat love.
What a sweet
kitty. This is why I can't be pretty, okay? I love my cat. But then this is what I woke up in. So, yeah, sir, I've had the same hair for 2 days overnight.
For those of you that are just listening to the podcast,
you're doing all right. By. I have to close the curtain because he's going to die of embarrassment.
Why is our neighbor going to die of embarrassment?
Because they hate looking into people's places.
Are you kidding me? I love looking into people's places. When I could walk past a house and I could see into their...
We love it.
I'm like, oh my gosh, look, what do you see there? What kind of rain boots do they have? Oh my gosh, is that a child? What do they have? What's furniture? Just for a brief second, because everyone is super private here in Japan.
Yeah, I know. I love looking into people's houses.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that for them, it's embarrassing that they might have got, that we might have like locked eyes for a second. It would be like, haven't you ever locked eyes with their neighbors before when you're not supposed to? And like, they immediately have to close down their curtains.
And then I got to pull my pants back up and, you know, they try to break eye contact, but I just follow them around the room and we're going to finish this. That's a joke that's never happened here.
Never happened.
Never happened. The one thing awkward that has happened in Japan, though, is one of our neighbors, their bathroom is really close to our living room, and that's where they brush their teeth, and we hear them gargle every day.
Very good dental hygiene, let me say. maybe more than you should about 6 to 8 times a day.
Like, wow, they really gargle a lot.
They're the
best of the gargling. Gargantuan.
Just like me, I'm just so fresh and so clean.
We can't sing other people's songs.
Oh, that's
here.
Not singing
can't read
anything.
Other people's books either. We can't look other people in the eyes.
Okay, next podcast that's coming up is Martina tries to remember.
Martina is going to retell the story
of Howl's Moving Castle, Chapter 1, what she can remember from it.
So
I don't think I'm doing that.
So the next few weeks are going to be rough. We're going to get back to our original self soon. We are really going to miss shooting the kind of videos that we want to shoot. But hopefully we can still keep on talking with you and still sharing some ideas that we have.
Okay, Captain Drama King.
No,
over
I
here.
Am dramatic. I really find deep satisfaction and self-determined fulfillment.
Yes, this will be next week's podcast. Simon read something and now he's excited about
it. I am very excited
about
it.
Very normal, Simon. But listen, this is what I'm trying to say that you have to understand about having an illness.
Chop it.
This is really important. I'm not going to chop shit.
No more chopping. That's how you hurt that hand.
You need to accept that this isn't some big dramatic loss or change. Yeah. It's just the way that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I know that we're going to lose subscribers. Uh-huh. I know that. I know that we're going to suddenly go from these videos that we were actually editing to have a third person in.
Yeah.
And the loss of that third person, some people won't like it. Some people will go, this is not what I'm interested in. Yeah. I don't want stream of consciousness, Martina and Simon, because gosh, they don't shut up. And I'm like, I know.
We don't.
But some of y'all like that. And I love you for it, you know? And so for us, we are just going to have to do that. And so it's no big deal.
Right.
It's not like dramatic. No, we have to just kind of shift what we believe is purpose and say to ourselves, this is just the way it is right now. Martina's got one janky hand. The next few videos are going to be me trying to eat things like Beauty and the Beast level, like when the Beast first eats porridge and he's got a spoon and he's like, oh, that's just me for the next month. You're going to have to do my hair. I'm going to have terrible makeup. It'll be really funny.
My makeup job wasn't that terrible according to what people said.
No, it was quite good.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't really challenge you though, did I? You didn't put on mascara and you don't know what it's like to put on eyeliner. And I didn't ask you to put on eyeshadow. I gave you the easy bits. But
for
you did a
next
good job.
Makeup challenge, I'm going to give you the wet willies and the nose honks. And those are the three techniques that I've learned online. That's not going to work, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, so look forward to an exciting new month in our chapter of our lives because you've just been watching us like home videos.
Yeah.
Simon and Martina, you know, what happened this time? Yeah. And then we'll go back to something different. Uh-huh. And then we'll get a new dog. And then people will meet a new dog. And there's just this is how it is,
if
man.
If we can ever be allowed, we will tell you the journey once we get this dog because we've been trying. This is a journey. That's a whole other story we're going to share one of these days.
People have dog adoption privileges around the world.
Oh, you guys have it so lucky.
You just go to a place and you're like, I'll take it. And everyone's like, I don't like your dog. And you're like, I don't care.
Japan.
Not Japan. We must think of the community.
All right. So that's it for now. We're going to post some more podcasts more regularly now.
And also, sorry that I'm not posting as much on Instagram and Twitter because it is so hard to type and to go through. I'm like exhausted and I need to just rest both arms in an ironic twist because this arm's exhausted from being used and typing with one hand and like voice noting. So sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
So take care.
Bye, guys. And let me know in the comment section below if you understand my frustrations.
And next week, we're going to have our soothing podcast voice again.
We'll see.
We'll see about
that. All right, everybody, take care.
All right, bye-bye.